بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله، أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. Let's transport our hearts to Karbala. Tonight is the night of Ashur. The night of Ashura is the night of preparation for the Imam of the time. The companions of Aba Abdullah were preparing for serving the Imam on the night of Ashur. God knows if the zuhur of the Imam of our time is written for tomorrow or not. But the question is, are we prepared for the Imam of our time tonight? As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى إن شاء الله. In the few minutes that I have, I would like to go over a bit of history and recount some of the events on the night of Ashura. As we all know, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam arrived on the plains of Karbala on the 2nd of Muharram. And when he pitches the tents and prepares his family and friends and companions for what is yet to come ahead of them, Imam al-Husayn writes his infamous letter to his brother Muhammad al-Hanafiya, أَمَّا بَعَدْ فَكَأَنَّ الدُّنْيَا لَمْ تَكُنْ وَكَأَنَّ الْآخِرَةَ لَمْ تَزَلْ والسلام. It's as if the dunya never existed, and it's as if the akhirah was always there. And that is the message Imam writes, and there is no other letter that has been narrated after this letter of the Imam of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. On the 3rd of Muharram, Umar ibn Sa'ad al-Mal'un reaches Karbala with his army of 4,000 people. And as he comes, following him, there is the arrival of Shimr ibn Dhul Jawshan, la'natullahi alayh. He also comes with 4,000 riding horsemen, and there's a letter that he brings for Umar ibn Sa'ad from Ibn Ziyad. And he says, and the letter is written addressing Umar ibn Sa'ad, telling him, O Umar ibn Sa'ad, the moment you receive this letter, do not give any chance to Husayn ibn Ali. Rather, hold him and put a distance between him and the water. And do not let them get to the water, just like how the third Khalifa was not allowed to get to water. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and his companions resist, and they keep on taking water. But till the 7th of Muharram, they were able to fill in as many water bags as possible. After the 7th of Muharram, they say that there was no more easy access to the river Euphrates, to the Furat. Imam al-Husayn and his companions start to see that the water resources are depleting. Mashkiza upon mashkiza, water bag upon water bag is now ending, and there's no more water. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, look at his mazlumiyah. On the 9th of Muharram, when Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is completely surrounded, the enemies of Allah, the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, and the agents of Shayateen, they come to attack and draw away the closest companions and the pillars of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. It's an attempt to shake Imam al-Hussein at his pillars. One person comes and says, I want to see Ali ibn al-Akbar. And he comes and sees Ali ibn al-Akbar and he says, you are a relative of the Amir. And we are here to give you aman. So we'll let you go wherever you like. Just leave your father, al-Hussein. Ali ibn al-Akbar says, how can I go and leave my father, al-Hussein? For me, the qaraba and the connection to Rasulullah is more important than the connection to the Amir of Sham. On the other hand, Shimr ibn Zuljawshan comes. And this is narrated in Luhuf. He says, Aina banu ukhti? Abdullah wa Ja'far wa Abbas wa Uthman. He comes to the tent of Imam al-Hussein and Abul Fadl al-Abbas and he says, where are the children of my sister? Now he's referring to Lady Umul Banin, who is his cousin's sister. And the four sons of Lady Umul Banin, Abbas and Ja'far and Abdullah and Uthman, they are the four brothers, altogether the sons of Umul Banin and Amir al-Mu'mineen. He comes and says, where are they? Now look at Abul Fadl al-Abbas. He doesn't even want to respond to this person. He says, I have nothing to do with this man. فَقَالَ الْحُسَيْنُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ أَجِيبُوهُ وَإِنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا. Give him the response even though he is a fasiq. Give him the response. فَإِنَّهُ بَعْضُ أَخْوَالِكُمْ. He is from your akhwal, from your uncles. So Abul Fadl al-Abbas goes towards Shimr and he tells him, مَا شَأَنُكُ. What's your matter? So he says, Ya bani ukhti, antum aminun. O the children of my cousin sister, you are free to go. You are safe. Fala taqtulu anfusakum ma'a akhikum al-Hussein. Look at the badlumi of Imam al-Hussein. They are calling Abbas to go away from Imam al-Hussein. And this is where Shimr, when he says this, Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas calls out loud. He says, Tabbat yadak. وَاللُّعِنَ مَا جِئْتَ بِهِ مِنْ أَمَانِكَ يَا عَدُوَ اللَّهِ. He says, may your hands be severed. He uses the same term that the Quran uses for Abu Lahab. تَبَّتْ يَدَى أَبِي لَهَبٍ وَتَبْ. He uses the same for Shimr. And he says, go away and take away this aman that you bring for me, this safety and security. You are asking me to leave my Sayyid, my leader, my brother Al-Hussein, and enter into the ita'ah and the obedience of the people who are mal'oon, go away. So Shimr goes away back to his army. He is upset and he is very angry. Now Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam gathers his companions. At one point of the day, on the ninth, Imam al-Hussein gathers his companions and he reminds them of what is ahead. But he prepares them first. He says, صَبْرًا بَنِ الْكِرَامِ فَمَا الْمَوْتُ إِلَّا قَنْطَرًا. My dear ashab, my companions, be full of patience because what is ahead of you is maut. And maut is nothing but a tunnel. It's a passageway. You have to go from what is limited to what is unlimited. So a mu'min is always looking forward to leave a sijin, a prison, and go towards what is more beautiful, like a palace. Whereas a kafir, an enemy of Allah, is looking forward to stay in this world. Imam al-Hussein prepares his companions and he tells them about the reality of what maut is. Now, at this point, the historians say that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam starts to hear the drums of war. And they start to call out as if they are wanting to start the attack and enter into the battle. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, when he sees Lamma ra'a al-Hussein alayhi salam hirs al-qawm ala ta'ajil al-qital, when he sees that the people are hastening towards the fight, وَقِلَّ انْتِفَاعِهِمْ بِالْوَعَظِ وَالْمَقَالِ. Imam tried his best to advise them and admonish them and to remind them his status and to remind them who Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was. But he realized that it was of no use. It was coming out to a head where the words of Imam al-Hussein were not making a difference to them. He says to his brother Abu al-Fadl Abbas, O Abbas, if you can hold them away for just one night, and ask them to not fight tonight. لَعَلَّنَا نُصَلِّي لِرَبِّنَا فِي هَذِهِ اللَّيْلَةِ. Perchance we can use this opportunity of the night to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for He knows, فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمْ أَنِّي أُحِبُّ الصَّلَاةِ وَتِلَاوَةَ كِتَابِهِ. For indeed Allah knows how much I love salat, how much I love namaz, and I love the recitation of His book, the Holy Quran. Now, Abul Fadl Abbas goes towards the enemies of Allah. He calls out to Umar ibn Sa'd, and he comes forward. He says, Imam al-Husayn is giving this offer. Now, look at the mazlumiyat of Imam al-Husayn again. Umar ibn Sa'd mal'un says, no, we are not going to give you one night more. We will not give you a chance. Now, this is where another person was standing next to Umar ibn Sa'd. His name is Amr ibn Hajjaj Zubaydi. He says, O Umar ibn Sa'd, Wallahi law annahum min at-Turki wad-Daylam. Had these people been from the non-Muslim armies that we have fought, wasa'alu dhalika la'ajabnahum. Had they asked for one night respite, we would have given it to them. وَهُمْ فَكَيْفَ وَهُمْ آلُ مُحَمَّدٍ. How come these are the children of the Prophet that we believe in and you're not giving them one night respite? That is when Umar ibn Sa'd gives the one night permission and respite and holds back the attack. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, the Rawi says, is at the moment where he sits down and suddenly he falls into a sleep. Imam al-Husayn in his sleep sees something and he wakes up. And this is where he tells his sister, Lady Zainab, that I've just seen our grandfather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And not only him, I've seen our father, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. I've seen my mother, Fatima, Az-Zahra salamullahi alayhi. I've seen my brother, Al-Hasan, Al-Mushtaba. And they're saying, Ya Hussein, innaka ra'ihun ilayna an qareeb. O Hussein, you're going to join us very soon. When Lady Zainab sees and hears this, she realizes that this is a reminder that Imam al-Hussein is going to be martyred very soon. When she hears this and the ladies hear, the call and the wail starts from the tents. Wa Muhammada, wa Aliya, wa Imama, wa Fatimata, wa Hasana, wa Husayna. And as the ladies are crying out, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is trying to console them. He says, oh my dear ladies, oh my sisters, and all of the haram of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, make sure you do not cry out loud. Do not do something that will decrease from your sha'an and your honor and dignity. Imam consoles them. Now he goes towards and he talks to his ashab. Overnight, 32 men cross over from the camp of Ibn Ziyad and Ubayn ibn Sa'd towards Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Now this is a very important night where Imam al-Husayn spends the night doing worship. Such is the intensity of the worship that the maqatil say that Imam al-Husayn and his companions, as they're reciting the Quran, as they are doing their salat, وَلَهُمْ دَوِيٌ كَدَوِيٍ النَّحْلِ, as they say, as it, the humming of the sound of the humming that is coming from the tents of Imam al-Husayn, is as if it's the buzzing of the bees around a hive. And مَا بَيْنَ رَاكِعٍ وَسَاجِدٍ وَقَائِمٍ وَقَاعِدٍ. There's not a single person who is not in a state of either standing in prayer or sitting in prayer or in a state of ruku or in a state of sujood. All of the companions at some point or the other are in a state of salat. Now Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam at one point gathers all his companions. Inshallah you will come with me and I will wrap up very soon. Imam al-Husayn now gathers them and he tells them, oh my companions, amma ba'd, I do not know, فَإِنِّي لَا أَعْلِمُ أَصْحَابًا أَوْلَى وَلَا خَيْرًا مِنْ أَصْحَابِي. I do not know of companions any better than what companions I have. وَلَا أَهْلَ بَيْتًا أَبَرَّ وَلَا أَوْصَلَ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي. I do not have any Ahl Bayt and family and relatives better connected to the family ties than you all, my Ahl Bayt. فَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِّي جَمِيعًا خَيْرًا. May Allah reward you all on my behalf, best of the reward that you can get. But this is where Imam stops. And he says, أَلَا وَإِنِّي قَدْ رَأَيْتُ لَكُمْ. These people are my enemies, and they only want to kill me. So, فَانْطَلِقُوا جَمِيعًا فِي حِلٍّ. I'm letting you all go, and it is halal for you to go and leave me alone. And they don't want to fight anybody except me. So all of you go and I am taking away my bay'ah from you. I am taking away any wilayah and responsibility upon you. فَاتَّخَذَ لَيْلٌ قَدْ غَشِيَكُمْ فَاتَّخَذُوهُ جَمَلًا. This night is in front of you. It's dark. Take it as a means of escape and go away from here. And I am relieving you of any responsibility. Now look at this difference between Ghadir and Karbala. In Ghadir, the wilaya is imposed. People break the wilaya in the plains of Ghadir that they had pledged allegiance to the Imam of the time. But in Karbala, the wilaya is withdrawn, but people don't let go of the Imam of the time. And this is the type of people Imam of our time wants as well. Now the response is overwhelming. The companions all surround Imam al-Hussein crying loudly. And they are responding with all of their heart. They're saying, oh my master, where do we go if we leave you? What else is left in this dunya if we don't have you, oh my master? The same way the family members, Abul Fadl Abbas on behalf of all of the Banu Hashim comes and says, oh my master, how can we leave you when you are our imam and you are our leader? Meaning, this is a reminder for us. Are we prepared for the imam of the time? Brothers and sisters, this was the state of the companions. They did not want to leave Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. But when they left one by one to go away from the imam, Imam went to each and every one of them when they fell onto the ground. He tended to each one of them when they were mixed in their sand and the blood with their bodies mixed together. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam must be reminded of this moment on the day of Asr-e Ashura, the time of Asr, when he is riding on his Zuljanah and he is alone without anybody to help him. He is heading towards the battlefield. He is surrounded with all of the enemies. He is going from the right to the left, from the east to the west, and west to the east. And he's calling out to his companion, Zuhair, come and see the fight of a thirsty man. Habib, wake up and help me and see how a man who is thirsty fights in the way of Allah. Sometimes he would go near the Sharia of the Furad and he would call out to Abbas, say, Abbas, wake up and see how I am fighting these people. This is a moment where it is narrated that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is trying to go away from the people, but they are all trying to surround Imam al-Hussein. Those who have knives, they attack Imam with the knives. Those who have swords, they attack the Imam with swords. Those who have spears, they attack Imam with their spears. Those who have arrows, they start to fling their arrows towards Imam al-Hussein. At this moment when Imam al-Hussein is trying to protect himself, suddenly Harmala ibn Kahil al-Asadi strikes his three-pronged arrow towards the Imam. Imam alayhi salam gets the arrow into his chest, right through his heart. The arrow is such that it is on one hand three-pronged and it goes through the heart of the Imam. Imam cannot push it through. He cannot pull it out. The arrow starts to make the Imam disbalanced on the Zuljanah. Imam alayhi salam comes to the ground. Bismillah wa billah wa fi sabilillah wa ala millati rasul. Matam Hussein.